All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
All right. Well, let's bring in our guest right now from NBC Sports Boston, our good friend Tom E. Curran, who was brought to you by FlexCar. Save thousands with your flexible car lease at FlexCar.com and by Drains by James, Eastern Massachusetts' top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Mr. Curran, how are you doing today?
Hello, friends.
Hello, sir. Well, we have a classic matchup here tonight, Thursday Night Football. It's the Patriots and the Jets in a game that my friend here, Andy Hart, is not super optimistic about. Where are you sort of on the optimism scale here? As I know it's a reasonably big line, considering how close a lot of them have been so far. It doesn't seem like much is expected here on a short week from this Patriots team. Can they keep it close tonight, Tommy?
Oh, I would definitely think they can keep it close. I think the hardest thing about looking at this game, Christian, is both of these teams are virtually new entities. And the two games that we've seen so far haven't provided us with a lot of information about what they're actually like in 2024. You know, the Patriots won their first game by playing unbelievably efficiently, and the other team made enough mistakes to kind of hand them a fairly convincing and impressive win. And then last week, there's absolutely no reason the Patriots shouldn't have won comfortably, except they were the ones who made mistakes. They didn't make the mistakes necessarily on execution or the other team putting together a long drive. It was simply brain farts. Brain farts on a field goal block, brain farts on coverage, and that's how they lost the game. So I think when you look at both of these teams, you know, the Jets haven't been overpowering or ridiculously impressive. I don't know what the Aaron Rodgers Jets offense is going to look like. At some point, it's going to look really good. Will that happen yet? I don't know. But I don't have a handle on whether or not the Patriots – I think the Patriots can win the way they're playing, but they can't make one friggin' mistake.
Tom, I heard your comment about Jacoby Brissett being excellent, and I don't know if I would have used the word excellent, but I agree with the premise. I think he's done a really good job in a tough situation, and yet I hear wide receivers bitching – about, you know, I want the ball, I'm not getting a chance to show myself. Other wide receivers aren't even on the team, and they were bitching on social media. I hear the coach talking about, we got to get the ball down the field. I see a lot on social media, oh, it's Drake May time. I'm sick of Jacoby Brissett. Why can't people appreciate what Jacoby Brissett is doing to help this team that should be 2-0 succeed right now?
That's a good question, and I actually almost think that after I finished that hit with Keith and his head almost popped clean off his shoulders. You know, I thought to myself, maybe I'm being too forgiving. Maybe I'm too willing to give out a participation trophy to Jacoby Brissett just for not effing up left and right. And I do think it's interesting, less so than what Jalen Reagor thinks or second year DeMario Douglas, who if that's the height of his frustration, then the world's a great place because talk about a diplomatic example of rock kicking. He should be getting the ball a ton. Mm-hmm. He hasn't gotten the ball at all. He expressed it, but he wasn't a dink about it. Fine with it. But it's interesting to hear Mayo say it on repeated occasions, to hear Van Pelt say it, and then for it to not happen. And my boss, Kevin Miller, mentioned this, and I think it's a really good point. Is there a point at which, even though Jacoby Brissett's doing nothing to lose games, and he's doing everything seemingly by the book and by the numbers to impress guys like you and me, Andy, who've seen bad football before, and you say, well, good, he's avoiding the bad football. Mm-hmm. The Patriots say, yeah, but we really want to do something with the football, and he's not doing it. We're starting to get impatient here. And it's a good point. If they go through tonight and you have three targets to DeMario Douglas and Jalen Polk and no touches, and it's the same 15 or 13 for 27 for 111, they might say, okay, well, he didn't make any mistakes, but he also didn't do anything. So I think it bears watching. I really do. I think he's been excellent when we consider the people who watch football and break it down and analyze and write stories and everything else. We've seen so much bad football that we do get a little bit excited sometimes to see not bad football when there's the opportunity to do it. But and I think I might be over excited about not bad football. Can you claim the same thing, Andy, now that I've presented it that way?
Yeah, and I can acknowledge the lack of playmaking, but I've seen a lot of boring slash unentertaining slash bad football in recent years, and to hear Wiggy and Dan Shaughnessy and others talk about, oh, this team's got no excitement, and they should be 2-0. There was a time in New England when you'd appreciate 1-1 or 2-0 to start a year, and we're back in that time. The big plays will come, the sexiness will come, but for right now, can we just enjoy not sucking?
I wonder, though. I don't want to embrace it.
Well, not for long term, short term.
I'm getting close to embracing. It's okay. It's okay if you're going 55 and everybody else is going, or 45 in the left lane and everybody else is passing. You're being careful.
Do we get to work?
Maybe I'm.
Do we live?
Yeah. But you're late.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit late for work. But on this, in this same vein, when Drake May eventually gets into a game here or gets his first start or whatever it is, however we first see him, there's going to be that same kind of, that's okay. You know, like there's going to be a long leash for him, and that's part of the rebuilding process. It just seems like with Jacoby Brissett out there, they're handicapping themselves. And I think that that's part of what is, when Shaughnessy and Wiggy and other people say it's not as exciting or not as much fun to watch, we all know that there may be a better product right there sitting on that bench that we can all watch on Sundays, and they're purposefully not putting them out there. So I think that has something to do with it, too.
I would push back and say there's not a better product. There's a more entertaining product. Mm. I mean, if we use all measures of football acuity, he's not going to check all the boxes in terms of playing the game better than Jacoby Brissett. He's going to be faster. He's going to throw the ball harder. And he's going to be able to make plays with his feet more. But I think there's a lot of aspects of playing football better that he absolutely, positively cannot do yet. But it would be more entertaining. So if Dan, you know, has his nightcap on and slippers and he's turning in at 7:30 because Jacoby Brissett's starting, okay, well, check back in when they're 9-7 sometime, okay? Let the people who really like the football watch the football develop.
So, Tom, this reaction to the lack of a passing game, lack of receivers, lack of getting the ball down the field, as we mentioned, Gerard has talked about wanting to do it, blah, blah. When you get ready for tonight's game, do you think there will be a concerted effort to get Pop Douglas involved? Will they be throwing the ball a little bit more? Or should they just say, well, the Jets can't really stop the run, and we're pretty good at running the ball, and our offensive line stinks, so we're just going to come out and run the damn ball again?
Probably more of the latter, but I do think if you're going to make pledges each week publicly to say we're going to get this player, who is very good, they're not just doing it out of, you know, the goodness of their hearts. Mm-hmm. He needs the ball. They have the ball. If they can, I would imagine they're going to want to get themselves in 2nd and 5. The best way to do that would probably be to try and run it. But you can't act. The hard thing for them and Van Pelt right now is every drive, every play is so important because you can't make up when you get behind the chains. So you have to be in 2nd and 4 to say, all right, let's try something here. Because if you do it on 1st and 10 and it doesn't work, it's 2nd and 10 or 2nd and 12. So how many 2nd and 2s are they in? And then they're like, oh, no, it's 3rd and 2, and everybody knows we're running because we can't throw. They're just not – they don't have the luxury of burning a play the way – that Josh McDaniels might have had the opportunity, or Bill O'Brien, or anybody else who had more at his disposal to say, okay, we'll try this here. They just have to go full meat and potatoes at all times. So I do believe I'll be stunned if you come out of tonight with DeMario Douglas seeing the same rate of usage that he's gotten in the first 2 weeks.
Are you of the belief that Alex Van Pelt has really something to prove tonight? I mean, this is an offense now that's being talked about nationally as one that is very one-dimensional, and if you take that one dimension away, what's left? Is this is there going to be a spotlight on him tonight, do you think?
Yeah, I think there'll be a spotlight on him, but I think it'll be a kind spotlight because anybody watching these games, or at least the announcers, will certainly give them the benefit of the doubt, because watching these games, you understand that the Patriots are strapped. They have a banged-up offensive line that wasn't really that talented to begin with. They have dime store wideouts and a guy that they drafted in the sixth round who's probably their best player at the position. They have a fourth-round running back who's very productive. God bless him, Ramondre. There's just not a lot there. So if the Patriots don't excel tonight and have another, okay, well, first down, second down, third down, ends with a field goal after 14 plays, people just say, okay, well, Van Pelt's doing his best with a tough situation. Van Pelt's linked, I think, Christian, to May. How does May develop? Hmm. This isn't going to be a one-year deal for Van Pelt. So if it looks sketchy here for him and it's not a great night for the Patriots offense in week three against the Jets in 2024, that won't matter as much as how does Drake May look by 2025, early 2026? What do you have there? And that would be the best reflection, I think, of Alex Van Pelt. He's been gifted a great opportunity. Gifted, I shouldn't say. He's earned a great opportunity. He fell into a great opportunity because they had other options, Van Pelt I'm talking about. And he can do wondrous things with this opportunity if Drake May develops the way the Patriots hope.
Tom, Juwan Bentley, obviously a good player for them. Not a great player, but a really good player. He's turned into a leader. Leading tackler type guy. Is that a significant impact on the long-term success of this defense that everybody expects to be kind of the backbone of the team?
I'm wondering where they hit critical mass with the injuries, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can accept the loss of Judon very easily, although I do think they need more in their pass rush right now. I'm just not sure Judon would necessarily be bringing it the way that he had in the past. Regardless, between he and Barmore, you've put some dings in the front seven. And now to lose Bentley, too, I think that tips the scales a bit.
Yep.
He's a communicator. He's someone who gets people aligned. Who is your leader in the front seven now? Is it Jelani Tavai, who I think is a very good player? Is Jelani Tavai a good player in part?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Way Brandon Spikes used to be a good player, or Dante Hightower in his early years, because they had Mayo next to them who was able to, you know what, I'll take care of this stuff. You just take care of flying to the ball. That's what Mayo was able to do for those players. And I'm not saying that's the case with Tavai. And maybe Tavai will fit nicely hand in glove, and it's not that kind of relationship with those two. But I don't want to see Tavai's level drop off. And I'm going to watch closely for that because I think those guys have been an excellent tandem.
Mm-hmm.
All right, before we let you go, it is time for a new segment here with Tommy Curran called the Tommy Curran Flex of the Game.
Ooh.
Presented by FlexCar. Ditch the dealership and save thousands with FlexCar. Tommy Curran, what is your Flex of the Game, key to the game here for the Patriots if they want to beat the Jets tonight?
flex of the game, key to the game, third down defensively, please get yourself off the field. Please, if Patriots are able to keep the New York Jets under 40% conversions on third down, they win the football game. Flex it up.
All right, very good. That's Tommy Kern, NBC Sports
that?
Boss.
That was good. Terrific. Did you take your shirt off to
that,
flex?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to air check that one for sure. They're going to be very happy with that over at FlexCar. NBC Sports Boston's Tommy Kern. Thanks so much.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.